Something moved behind a Subaru a few yards away. Juniper tensed slightly, then relaxed as she saw it was a girl in a stained white dress. About 12, she thought, with stringy brown hair. The girl waved and walked over towards them, smiling. A couple of her teeth were missing. As she got closer, Juniper wrinkled her nose.
Oh, I'm not a blooming rose myself, but that's awful.
The girl looked bad, too. Not emaciated like so many they'd seen. If anything, a little overweight, which was something she hadn't seen much lately. But her hair was thin on top, showing patches of scalp, and there were odd-looking lumps on her arms. She walked like someone much younger, holding her hands behind her back and half-skipping. There was a small sore beside her left eye, trailing yellow matter.
You're sick!
Juniper looked over at her friend.
Not the plague. Where have I seen? Must have been a textbook.
It's all right. We don't want any of your food. Maybe we can help if you're ill.
It's all right. We've got plenty to eat. You can come for dinner.
We?
Perhaps that was what made Juniper start to jerk backward. The long kitchen knife missed her throat. It would still have killed her if it stabbed into her chest, but the plates of her jack turned it, breaking the point. Her breath puffed the smell of rotten meat into Juniper's face, stabbing again and again with the sharp broken stump of the knife. She'd probably never met body armor before. Long detested hours of instruction from Chuck and Aylward took over, made Juniper duck a shoulder forward to body check and knock the enemy back on her heels. Reach down and grab the hilt with the right hand, rip it out and swing with the same motion. The point scored across the girl's body and the cloth parted skin beneath too, blood leaking as she turned and fled, clutching at herself.
I just cut at a child!
More figures popped up from among the cars and trucks and poured out of the buildings. One burst right out of the rear doors of a van not 15 feet away, holding an axe above his head in both hands. He was naked to the waist, his torso covered in boils. Vince drew his bow back to the ear and waited until the axe man was 5 feet away before shooting. The arrow struck full in the throat, splitting the neck bone. A woman with a butcher's cleaver ran at Matichek.
Lie to the motherfucking living dead!
He punched the blow aside with his buckler, metal on metal, and stabbed, as much in revulsion as anger. The point slid home. Juniper was grappling with a teenage boy who tried to gnaw at her face as they danced in clumsy circles. Juniper bared her own teeth and struck with her buckler, using it like a 2-pound set of brass knuckles. The crumbling feeling as the steel disc struck just below the face of his skull made the hair bristle up along her spine even then.
It's a nest of eaters!
Most people would rather die than turn cannibal, but when you were talking about millions, a small minority was far too large, and they were starting to get hungry as their food became scarce in turn.
Get back in here! Stand them off!
Three cars made a loose triangle, too loose, but the eaters were all around them. The Mackenzies retreated, Vince shooting as fast as he could knock and draw, then turned at bay. But the gaps between the cars were too big, and the eaters swarmed over the hoods and trunks as well. For a minute, the four of them punched and shoved, hit and stabbed and chopped. Their jacks were a huge advantage, and health and sanity and real weapons they had some idea how to use. But there were too many. It was like trying to fight in a nightmare where nothing worked and more came at you. Juniper knew with some dim, distant part of her mind that the horror would come back to her if she lived. But most of her was a reflex that shouted and swung and struck. Then something hit her across the shoulders, sending her reeling forward into the press. Two eaters grabbed at her buckler and dragged it down. Another hugged her sword arm, and a third raised a baseball bat in both hands. A broad arrowhead struck out the eater's chest, barely to the left of the breastbone. Blood gouted from his mouth, and he had just enough time to look surprised before he collapsed, kicking. Behind him was a mounted giant with the head of a bear.